Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Dalad Shin. We are on the top of page 186. Simen Dalad Shin is Al Eze Eved Mitzuva Al Shvisoso. On what kind of Eved are we commanded to make sure that he does not do malacha for us on Shabbos? It's not the most practical halachos that are out there, but it's a Simen of Shulchan Aruch. In the Dir Shem Mishibura, they actually have a star on the first line of the Mechaber. It says, Odom Mitzuva al Shvisas Avdo Shemol V'tova L'Shem Avdus. And the star says, Hadinim Ba'avodim Einam Sheyochim Lazman Hazeo. These dinim don't apply anymore. So I don't know who they're quoting right there, but he says it straight out, it doesn't apply. But before we read the Mechaber, I'd like to read the Mishibura's introduction. In Sifkatan Aleph, the Mishibura gives an introduction to this siman. וכדי להוקל על המעיין לידע תם חילוקי דינם המבוארים בסימן זה, אקדם אקדמה קטנה. זאת החבשחיים, in order to understand, in order for the one who's going to analyze these halachos, to understand the reasonings in these dinim that are in this simen, I have to give a short introduction. וכפי מה שמבואר בגמרא ופוסקים, and it's going to be based on that which the Gemara and the Poskim tell us. Dehine trei kroi ksivi. We have two psukim written in the Torah. Chad loman yanuach avdocho v'amoscho kamocha. One pasuk says, in order that your eved and your amma should rest like you. Ze koi al eved shemol v'tova l'shem avdus. This is referring to an eved knani, a non-Jewish eved, that had mila and tefila l'shem avdus, v'kibel olav kol mitzvos avodim, and he was mekabel on himself all the mitzvos of avodim knanim, dahainu kol ma she'isha chayeves. And that is, as we know from the Gemara, that an eved knani from Gzeira Shava is chayev in all mitzvos that an isha is chayeves in. V'im keim gam b'mitzvah Shabbos b'chlal. Therefore, just like an Isha can't do Malacha on Shabbos, so this type of Eved Knani that was Mol V'Tovel and he was Mekabel on himself, the Mitzvah of Avodim, he also is not allowed to be Mechal on Shabbos. V'Oser Lasas Malacha B'Shabbos, and therefore he cannot do Malacha on Shabbos. V'Osi Haikro Lo Ruye, and this Pasuk comes to teach us, D'Shvisas Ha'Eved Mutol Gam Al Rabo, that the resting of the Eved is incumbent also on the master. Shehu mitzuva olav lemono me'asos melacha afilu etzarech atzmo shel ha'eved. That is that the master is commanded to make sure that his Eved does not do melacha even for himself. Meaning the Eved himself is asur b'melacha, so the master is commanded to make sure the Eved doesn't do melacha for himself. Ve'od ksiv kra, and then there's another pasuk. The other pasuk says, "V'yinofesh ben amoscha v'hager." Again, ben amoscha should be resting, and the ger. V'dorshu chazal darshin dekoy al eved hakonu liYisrael kinyan aguf. This is going on a non-Jewish eved that is acquired to a yid with a kinyan aguf. Avalo mol v'toval, but he did not go to the mikveh. He did not get a bris milah. Rakibel olo sheva mitzvahs b'noach. So he did not become a regular Eved Knani, like we saw before, that was mold v'tovol and was makabel all mitzvahs of Avadim. Rather, what he did was, he was makabel on himself, the Shevah Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Degam lozet tzarech rabo lemono milasos melocha avuro b'shabbos. So here also, the master is commanded to make sure that this Eved does not do melocha for the master on Shabbos. The Shaar Tzion points out in Os Aleph, avalo domi legamri lemol v'tovol. Don't get confused, this is not exactly the same did as the first case where he was mol v'tovo, the hosom mitzuva rabo aflo mono mimalechas atzmo. In the first case, the master not only cannot tell the Eved to do malacha for the master, he has to make sure the Eved himself does not do malacha even for himself. But in this case, when the Eved was only mekabel on himself, the Zayim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, so then you only have to make sure that he doesn't do malacha for the master. V'hu adin da'osam min ha-Torah l'chol Yisrael. And it's also going to be an Isser Daraisa for any Yisrael. L'tzavos lo lasos malacha avurum b'Shabbos. You cannot command this Eved to do malacha for you on Shabbos. Aval la'atzmo mutter Eved kazeh lasos malacha b'Shabbos. But for himself, this Eved who was only Makabel, the Zayim Mitzvah Enoch, he can do Malacha for himself. Kevin the Shabbos, Eino Bechlal, Toch, Sheva, Mitzvah Enoch, Shabbos is not one of the seven. And therefore, an Eved that was only Makabel, the Zayim Mitzvah, he wasn't Makabel Shabbos. He does not have to keep Shabbos. You just can't ask him to do Malacha for you if you're his master. And if you're any Jew, you also can't ask him to do Malacha for you on Shabbos. That is an Issur D'oraisa from the Pasuk. Vidino keger toshav, and this Eved has a din of a ger toshav, de eino muzer ala Shabbos, who is not commanded about Shabbos. Umikom okom osar minatera li Yisrael litzavos lo lasos malacha avuro. But it is forbidden for any Yisrael to ask a ger toshav to do malacha for him. Ukidiksiv, like the pasuk says, vinafesh ben amoscha vehager. So far we have two categories. Category one, he was Molva Tovo, he's Makalom, it's like an Eved Knani, which is like an Isha. So that Eved can't do Malacha for a Jew and can't do Malacha for himself. So you would have to stop him from doing Malacha for Yisrael and to not do Malacha for himself because he's Mitzvah and Shabbos like an Isha, like an regular Eved Knani is. The second category, he was not Molva Tovo, all he did was Makal the Zayim Mitzvos, and therefore he's not commanded to keep Shabbos, so he can break Shabbos for himself, but there's a pasuk in the Torah that tells us that any Jew cannot command him to do malacha for them. Category three, the Eved HaKonu Yisrael Kinyan HaGuf, another Eved that's a non-Jew that is acquired to Yisrael Kinyan HaGuf, that he owns his body, v'lo mol v'lo tovol v'gam lo kibul olav afilu sheva mitzvah noach. He was makabel nothing. He didn't do milah, he didn't do tefillah. He wasn't makabel any mitzvos. But zeh nechleku aposkim. There, there's a machlokes aposkim. Im gam al zeh mitzuvim onu al shvisasa. Are we commanded to make sure he does not do malacha for a yid or kamoshe yisbair? Now, not to get confused, and this will be clarified later again. Every guy can't do malacha for a yid on Shabbos. That's amir lakum. You can't ask a goy to do malacha for you. You can't benefit from malacha that a goy does for you. But that's all an issa de rabbanon. Here we're discussing isurei d'oraisa from psukim. So the machlokes in the third category is, does he have a regular din of a goy where asking him to do malacha or benefiting from malacha is all de rabbanon? Or is this included in one of the psukim and it's actually going to be d'oraisa because he's an eved? That is category three, which is going to be machlokas. That is the end of the Mishabura and Sefkat and Aleph that gives a short introduction. Now we'll read the Mechaber and we'll see very clearly what's going on over here. So the Mechaber says, Odom mitzuva al shvisas avdo shemol v'tova l'shem avdos v'kibel olav mitzas hanohogos be'eved. A person is commanded on the resting of his eved on Shabbos if that eved had mila tefila l'shem avdus and he was a makabel mitzvos like an eved. Aval im lo mol v'tovol, but if he did not do a mila and tefila elakibu olav shev mitzvos deinoach, the second category that we saw in the introduction of the Mishabura, harehu keger toshav, he's like a regular ger toshav who is makabel zayin mitzvos umutter lasos molocho b'shabbos latzmo, he's allowed to do molocho for himself on Shabbos. Avalola Rabbo, but he can't do malacha for his master. Not only that, the Asur l'chol Yisrael lomer lo lasos malacha b'Shabbos l'tzarach Yisrael. Every Yisrael is commanded midaraisa to not ask him to do malacha for them on Shabbos. V'afilu mi she'enu Rabbo, even if it's not his master, any Yisrael has an issa daraisa to ask this kind of eved to do malacha for him. V'im lo kiba olav shum mitzvah, and if there is a guy who became an eved, he wasn't makabel any mitzvos. Elo Adayin who kusi gomer is a regular goy, but he's an eved. Dino shove lekibel ola sheva mitzvos. The first shita holds. We said it's a machlokas, and we'll see it in a second. The first shita holds his din is the same as the one who's makabel zayin mitzvos. So category three is the same din as category two. He can do chilul Shabbos for himself. He's not commanded in Shabbos, but he cannot do malacha for Yisrael. We'll see the details shortly. Ulefize, according to this. Tzarchei chola she'ein bo sakona. When it comes to a yid who's a chola she'ein bo sakona, de kaimalon omer le'eno yehudi v'osa. We know that normally you can't ask a goy to do for malacha for you on Shabbos, but if it's a chola she'ein bo sakona, it's mutter. V'chein meis b'yom tov rishon. So too, if someone dies on yom tov rishon, de kaimalon yis'asku bo amamin. We hold there, you're allowed to ask a goy to do the kfura for you on Shabbos. So these are two examples where Amira La'akum, which is normally an Issa D'Rabbanan, is permissible. But in these cases, Asur Lomar Le'Eved Yisrael, you're not allowed to tell an Eved who was a guy who's working for Yisrael, Afilu who Oved Avodas Gelubo, maybe he's doing Avodas Zarei, he's a total guy. The kevan de meleches eved asura minatora lo hutra bedover shema pikoch nefesh. Again, like we said, since it's not from Sukkim, asking this guy who's an eved to do melacha is going to be an issur daraisa, and therefore the heterim that we see of Yom Tov Rishon to do a burial of Rachol Shem Sakana, that only matters the issur derabbanan of Emir Akum. It does not permit this issur daraisa of asking a goyish eved to do melacha, and therefore, unless it's sakanas nefashos, you're saving a life, it would be forbidden. V'yesh chokim umatirim bazeh. Here's opinion number two of category three. There are those who argue and say it's mutter. And we'll see in the Mishavura exactly what's mutter. That's what we're going to stop in the Mechaber for today. Let's see the Mishavura. We're up to Sivkotan Beis. So back to the first category. A person is mitzvah al shvisas avdo shemol v'tovel l'shem avdus. And he was mekabel mitzvahs like an eved. Says the Mishavura, the mitzvah al rabo l'shomro, there's a command on the master to guard him, ulamono me'asos malacha, to make sure he doesn't do malacha. Afilu l'tzarech atzmo, even if he wants to do the malacha for himself, the master must stop in the kavala, like we said before. Separate point. Umutr lahaskir avdo le'eno yehudi b'me'achol. One who has an eved like this, who's not allowed to do malach on Shabbos, and you, the master, are responsible, you're still allowed to rent out your eved to a goy during the week. Imasna imo shelo yasa bo malach b'Shabbos. So if I have one of these avodim and I'm commanded to make sure it doesn't do work on Shabbos, I can still rent him out to a goy during the week and make a deal with the goy, make sure that you don't make my eved work on Shabbos because I'm responsible. And that's okay. Velo dami lebehemto, and it's not similar to renting your animal to a goy. The mevur leel b'simen reish membav sekimah, which we learned earlier, da aser lahaskiro leeno yehudi b'chiyagavna. You're not allowed to rent out your animal to a goy and make a deal with him. Don't work with my animal on Shabbos. De ein ha'eno yehudi nemen al kach. If I want to rent my animal to a goy and I make a deal with the goy, don't let him work on Shabbos. I don't believe the goy. He's not neman, and therefore that's aser. Here it's mutter by an eved. Why would an eved be different than an animal? Because the guy that you're renting the eved to is not going to force the eved to do malach against his will. And this eved who was makabel, the mitzvah is like an eved, he was mal and tovel, he's believed to say that he didn't do malacha. And therefore, although if I own an animal that I'm mitzuva al shvisas behemto, I can't rent it to a goy, even if he says he's not going to work it on Shabbos, we don't believe him. But if I have an eved that I'm responsible for, then I can rent it to a goy with a deal that he won't work him on Shabbos, because we assume that the eved will not do the work on Shabbos, and the goy will not force him to do work on Shabbos if he says I can't do work on Shabbos, and the eved is believed to say he didn't do work on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah this of Katan Gimel. We said that the first category, he was mol v'tovel l'shem avdus, and he was makabel mitzvahs and nohogos be'eved. Dr. Mishavura, dehainu kola mitzvah sho'isha chayaves, like we said before, an eved knani, a full eved knani, is chayv and mitzvahs like an isha. The second category, we said he wasn't mol, he wasn't tovel, he wasn't makabel mitzvahs like an eved, all he did was makabel l'zayim mitzvahs, and we said, harayu kertoshav. He's like a gertoshav. Gertoshav nikri is after Mishabura Dalin. A gertoshav is called Kol Shekibu Olav L'kayim Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Any goy that accepts upon himself the Zayim Mitzvos B'nei Noach is a gertoshav. And V'shalo Lavod Avodas Gilul Mafilu B'shituf. Not only does he say he's not going to do the Zayim Mitzvos B'nei Noach, and one of them is Avodah Zarah, but he also is makabel not to do Avodah Zarah B'shituf, which is not necessarily the full-fledged Avodah Zarah, but he's makabel that as well. Sivkotan Hey. In that case, Shabbos is not part of the Zayim Mitzvahs. He's allowed to do Malach on Shabbos for himself. Sivkotan Hei La'atzmo. Hainu Malach Asatzmo. He could do his own work on Shabbos. Could go and tfiras begodav. He can sew up his garments. V'tikim and olav. He can fix his shoes. V'kayotiv oza. Anything similar. Osha osa lehistaki. Or he wants to make some kind of business to make some money. Kidei sheyulo mizonosa berevach. In order that he should have plenty of parnosa, yeser alav sokas adonav, more than his master is giving him. So he's allowed to do any malacha that he wants as for himself. Sivkotan vava lo rabu. But the pasuk tells us the master has to make sure that this eved is not doing malacha for the master. Hainu. Afilu lo tzivohu rabu behedya ala malacha gam kenoser. Even if the master did not command to do malacha, he still has to make sure that he doesn't do the malacha. The mistam al das rabu hu osa, because if the guy is doing malacha stam, we assume he's doing it al das rabu. Vizhira ha Torah al zel lamono, and the Torah commands us to hold him back. Ukidiksiv, like the pasuk says, V'yinofesh ben Amos Chov V'hagir. V'kanal b'sivkot an Aleph. We're discussing sivkot an Aleph. V'afilu melocha de Rabbonon oser gam kein lasas b'shul Rabu. And even if he wants to do a melocha that's only an issa de Rabbonon, we also cannot allow him to do it for his master. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh, however, some are mekil about this, if it's only a melocha de Rabbonon, im lo hitziro Rabu behedya al zeh. As long as the master didn't command him, if he does a melocha de Rabbonon on his own, some say that's okay. Kevan shirak melocha de Rabbonon, since it's only a melocha de Rabbonon. Sifkotan Zayin in category 2, he said, not only could the master not tell him, but any Yisrael is not allowed to ask this Eved to do Melacha for him. V'asu l'choy Yisrael hainu minator, it's an Issa Daraisa. Tekevan dekvar kiba olav sheva mitzvos, since he was ready to makabal on himself the seven mitzvos, l'kuli alma have dino kegertoshev, everyone holds, he gets a regular dino with gertoshev, da'asra ha'torah li'Yisrael lasas Melacha al yodo, that Yisrael is not allowed to ask a gertoshev to do Melacha for him. Sifkotan Ches, that is going on the imlo kibo lo shemitzah, category 3, which we said is a machlokas. The imlo kibo ratzalom means to say, to who had din gamkin, according to the first shita, the same din applies as well. Imlo kibo olav shemitzah, he was makabel no mitzvahs. Afilu achi still kevan shehu eved Yisrael, since he's an eved of Yisrael, hakonir lo kinyan aguf, for the Yisrael owns his guf. Svira lo ledeyazu, this shita holds the dino shavu l'kibu lov sheva mitzvos. He has the same din as an eved that was makabel, the sheva mitzvos neinoach. Va'osu lasas melacha b'shvil shum Yisrael v'kanal. And he cannot do melacha for any Yisrael like we said before. Sifkotan tes lomar le'eved Yisrael. Sifkotan tes is where we said that the two examples, ochola she'en bo sakana, that normally a guy could do malacha for a mace beyond of rishon, where normally we ask the guy to do the kfura, osur lomar le'evid Yisrael, you can't ask any of these avodim to do it for you. Says the Mishabura, didafka amira l'stam einu Yehudi. Dafka telling a regular guy to do malacha, she'enu el shvus, with that isra of amira l'akum is only an isra de rabbonim, hitiru v'dvarim elu. That's when they matter these two cases. Where it's some regular amir l'akum, which is the rabbanon, so the rabbanon were not machmir on us in these two cases. Aval be'eved einu yehudi shel Yisrael. But when it comes to not a regular einu yehudi, but it's an eved einu yehudi of Yisrael, shemusharon olav min ha'teira, there it's an issa daraisa, so ein lo heter elav bikuach nefesh. You can't ask them to do anything unless it is bikuach nefesh, because that's not an issa d'rabbanon where we can be lenient on yom tov rishon, or we can be lenient by chol she'en mosakana. This is an issa daraisa, and therefore only pikuach nefesh will be matterit. And the last mishabur we're going to see is a very important one. The last four words that we saw was v'yesh chokim matirim b'zeh. So where exactly is the second shita arguing? So says the mishabur of katan yud hainu. That means to say b'zeh shah eved hu nochri gomer in category 3, where he was makabel nothing, so he has a regular din of a guy, but he happens to be an eved of Yisrael. V'afilu hachi svirli l'dei rishona, where the first shita still held who shavu l'kiba olav sheva mitzvos. He has a din just like the one who was makabel the zayim mitzvos. He has din of a ger toshav. The asra afilu Yisrael achir lomer lo lasas malacha, where no Jew is allowed to ask him to do malacha. V'azeh chokim, on that case, the second shita is arguing. V'svirlu, and they hold. The bazeh, in this case, lo asra hatora elo lasos malacha b'shil rabu. The only thing the Torah asks is for the master to ask this guy who's his eved to do malacha for him. Ukidiksev, like the pasuk says, v'yinofesh ben amoscha. It's ben amoscha, it's the son of your maidservant, so it's connected to you, the master. Aval l'shar is Yisrael. But to any other Yisrael, lo adif mishar enu Yehudi da alma de enu asrak mudrabanim. But klapi any other yid, this guy who's an eved to Reuven, for them is a regular guy. He doesn't get a din of an eved in this case. He wasn't makabel anything. He's not a ger toshav, and therefore they can ask him to do malacha. I mean, there's no iser daraisa to do malacha. It would be a regular case of amir lakum where there are certain heterim, like we discussed in the mechaber. U'memelu letzara chola afilu emo sakana mutter, and therefore, like we just mentioned, for a cholosh emo sakana for yom tov rishon kfura, that would be mutter. We'll stop here and continue with the rest of Sif Aleph and Mirza Hashem next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.